you're anything like me, whenever we start the countdown, 90 days before the end of the year, I start looking back and I start panicking. Because then for some reason I don't see or have evidence that everything that I've written down for the year, that I've done everything. But then guess what? I know without a shadow of a doubt that I've done 3/4 of the things despite the odds. But what happens is my year 2017 was actually even more difficult and challenging than I have ever thought of or dreamed of. And in doing so, I think I didn't realize that everything was falling into place because everything fell apart.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show, we'll give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
I know many a time, I probably have done 3 or 4 shows already, or maybe 2 or 3 shows already, on how I became homeless and I lost my apartment at the beginning of the year. So as a result, I learned a lot of things. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about transitions. I've learned a lot about budgeting. I've learned a lot about taking care of myself, the health-wise. So all those things, we're going to talk about what it is that you can do from the lessons that I have learned on surviving despite the odds, thriving and being successful despite the odds. When I was thinking of starting this show, guess what? I was playing this song that I love so much by Mariah Carey. It says, "When You Believe." If you've never heard the song, I think the lyrics have, you know, the message that I want to share with you in this show today, because the lyrics are talking about despite the odds. And despite the odds, when I was thinking of this title, I'm thinking about no excuses, no fear, no regrets. However, let me just share with you what the lyrics of Mariah Carey's song are. It says, "When you believe, many nights we've prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts, a hopeful song. We barely understood. Now, we're not afraid. Although we know there's much to fear, we were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh yes, there can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will when you believe. Oh yeah, in this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe. They don't always happen when you ask, and it's easy to give in to your fears. But when you're blinded by your pain, can't see the way, get through the rain, a small but still resilient voice says hope is very near. Or there can be miracles when you believe. You will when you believe. Just believe. I believe. I believe. Just believe. You will when you believe. Isn't that beautiful? It is so beautiful and so true that there are miracles when you believe. Before I even start, I was listening to the latest show on America Out Loud that talks about the latest news with Malcolm X. What I heard there are They were talking about economics. They were talking about the changes that our current president is bringing and explaining how good those changes economically are. But then guess what? I know for some people, it's good and bad. But I know that what I heard mostly being emphasized is there's no free money that's coming to you. So I know there are people that were receiving checks and, you know, disability checks, unemployment checks. And as a social worker, I worked as a social worker for 6 months this year at the library. And I know a lot of people that were homeless that I was helping with their applications for disability, for their applications for food stamps. And guess what? It was one of those where I think there was a crutch that people had for years where they would be able to take checks and get checks for for disability and not work and not do anything. So now the policies have changed and it's very, very difficult for one to receive a check. So today's show, Surviving Despite the Odds, is talking not only to those people that will no longer get the checks or that have been waiting for 5-10 years to get a check, but to talk to anybody who's ambitious enough to have the courage, the confidence, the strength to do for themselves what the government or anybody else cannot do for them. Because at the end of the day, we are all responsible for what we do with our lives, with our, you know, hands, with you know, the power, the energy that we are responsible for our lives. I've learned that there's no mom, but, you know, dad or anybody coming to rescue you. You have to rescue yourself. So if we are talking today about surviving despite the odds, or making it, thriving, being successful despite the odds, what I'm literally talking about is giving you back your power to take charge of your life. Because the government, whether it's the United States or any other country, the governments are there to rule the country, but not individual people. Because as individuals, you have to be responsible for your own life, despite which government is in place, which president is in place. You gonna have to take charge of your life. You gonna have to take responsibility for your life. And you gonna have to figure out ways to fend for yourself or for your family. You have to do it. You're going to have to find ways to find that strength, to find the opportunities as things change. Find where you fit in. Find what it is that you fit in. Find what it is that you need to do in order to survive. Because it's changing. Things are changing. The world is changing. But most of all, your job is not going to look the way that it looked a year ago or 20 years ago. Just like you are not crawling and, you know, still in your mother's womb anymore. You're out, you're grown, and you're fending for yourself. So as a result, you have to keep growing. And I wish I could tell you that, you know what, you can stay 21 forever, because nobody does. We all grow. As a result, we have to also grow in taking responsibility, because as I can see, with the changes in the presidency and, you know, the economics and everything, especially in the United States where I reside right now, I don't understand politics. So as they are talking and as I'm listening, all I'm thinking of is, okay, how can I empower, encourage, and make sure that I educate each individual, one individual at a time? Because I know a lot of you will listen to this, but one person at a time I'm talking to. What will you do? How will this affect you? How will this impact you? And how will your life change for the better? Because you will have to change something in your life. You're going to have to change the way you do things or you look at things. It takes a lot of faith, let me tell you. to believe in what's impossible. When things are going rough, especially, that's what I mean by despite the odds. That means things are not going well. They're rough. That's the time that you actually have to have faith. But that's the time that's even the most difficult time to have faith. So from your perspective, you may believe that things are already so bad that they cannot get worse. You could say it's all about bad luck, because sometimes it is bad luck. But it comes through with the situations and where you are mentally, emotionally as well. Perhaps it may be due to a sequence of bad experiences that you have experienced, or maybe that you were born into, and it might be some physical challenges that you may have. Somehow, your life just seems a lot more difficult than others when you look at it. My life failed that way this April, as I said, when I lost everything that I had because I had just moved to another state and, I didn't save enough money to survive 6 months, because I thought by that time I'll have a job and everything will be in line, but it was not so. So what I would like to do is to dedicate this whole show to sharing with you the things that I have learned. Hopefully those things will help you run your race these last 53 days, left in 2017, so that you cannot disappoint you. I know I don't want to disappoint me. There are quite a lot of things that I wrote down this year that I wanted to happen. And I'm going through that checklist and I'm not going to disappoint me. And that's the whole thing. I'm looking at what STEM put together, because STEM is going to make sure that these things happen. If I'm going to get help, then I have to ask for the help to make sure that those things happen. Let me share with you a quote that I really love that also explains despite the odds. It says, "Excellence can be obtained if you care more than others think is wise. Risk more than others think is safe. Dream more than others think is practical. Expect more than others think is possible." Let me repeat that one. Dream more than others think is practical. Expect more than others think is possible. I was so excited when I saw this, because I'm one of those people that probably fall into that where I risk more than others think is safe, I dream more than others think is practical, and I expect more than others think is possible. My dream board, my vision boards that are around my house, I'm telling you, people are like, "What? That's too big. That's too much." So you know what? When I saw this quote, I said, yes, at least I'm not insane. I'm very sane, but I'm a big dreamer, 10 times. Actually, I'm reading a book right now, 10X, and it's talking about that you always have to blow up any idea that you have and anything that you want to do, blow it up and think about it 10 times as big. Well, I go 100 plus, because 10 times is even smaller for me, 100 plus, thinking of those things. So what I'll do is, let me share with you some of the lessons that I have learned, and hopefully you can grab some of those and apply them to your life and turn things around in your life. The first thing I learned was to let go and stop the victim mentality. Because I had a tendency of making phone calls to friends, family, and saying, "Guess what? I just been evicted from my apartment." And then I start crying, and then I start talking about, "I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I don't have any money." And I mean, I truly was a victim, and it hurt. But I had to stop. I had to stop the victim mentality. It's really a waste of time thinking, "Why me?" Because that's where I was. Why me? So I couldn't waste another breath. I couldn't waste another moment talking about why me and hoping that things would work out better with me just complaining about it. That's a victim mentality. So check yourself. Are you one of those people that every time that you pick up the phone or you meet someone, you start talking about how things are not working well for you, what's not working for you? That's a victim mentality when you find yourself saying those things, complaining about it, or talking about the negative things that are happening. You're actually in that category where you have the victim mentality that I'm saying, tell you what, it doesn't help you. You've got to let that go. When you ask yourself, why me? You're actually intending to say that you do not deserve what life has handed out to you. I learned that the hard way. However, from what we know from the law of attraction, I hope you understand the law of attraction or metaphysics, that you cannot be a true victim, because whatever happens to you, you attract. That means you have attracted a negative outcome into your physical reality. How have you attracted? When I learned that I am the one that's attracting all this turmoil that was happening in my life, I tell you, it was quite a revelation to understand that it was all me that was attracting it. So the fortunate thing or the good thing is, if that's how you're thinking as a victim, that things are not working out, that you don't have everything in place, then guess what? The good thing is your thoughts can be changed. They can be changed to bring different results or the change that you need. You can think and take that very situation that was a negative and make it into a positive. Because as you become more positive in your thoughts, you are sending out energy vibrations that match your desirable outcomes. This is something that you're going to have to learn more about. And because I don't have enough time today to talk to you about it, maybe I'll do another show when we're talking about vibrations, when we're talking about the law of attraction and being positive. How when your energy is positive and you're anticipating abundant good to come to you, you are anticipating doors to open for you, you are anticipating joy and happiness to come your way, and you are anticipating help and assistance that you need to come your way, but mostly that you are anticipating guidance to come and be whispered to you on what direction you should take. I learned all of that this year. In fact, I think it was about probably 10 years ago when I moved to Boston, when I started learning and hearing about Abraham and Esther Hicks and metaphysics. I heard about it and I remember buying a book and saying, I need to read it. And now it's 10 years later, I had not opened that book. But for some reason, when I went through this disaster of, losing my home, I wanted to try something different. I wanted to know myself in a whole totally different way than I've ever known, to be me. As a result, I went into looking at and listening to the videos and audios on YouTube. I love YouTube. On YouTube about Esther and Abraham Hicks. And that's when I learned that my vibration that I carry with me, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm in my home, when I walk out that door, the vibration of, am I stressed out? Am I excited? Am I scared? All those feelings bring vibrations to you that will attract negativity or whatever it is that you're afraid of. And that's what that was all about, in that one, where you have to let go of the victim mentality. The next one, I call it fear be gone, because you have to choose courage. Undoubtedly, what you need is courage to be you. Courage to learn the lessons, courage to do things maybe that are not to your standard, but that lower you, but then they lift you up. The better way to explain it is, I'm a psychotherapist for the last 20 plus years. I'm a psychotherapist who has been working in private practice, doing counseling. So even though I have a master's in social work, my licensure post-master's makes me a licensed clinical social worker, which is licensed psychotherapist. As a result, I do more work than just a regular social worker or a normal social worker. I do way more in therapy rather than social work. Social work is case management. So when you talk to a psychotherapist and you say you got to do this case management, we always say, well, we're going to refer it to a case manager or somebody who's in, you know, only has a social work degree and that does case management. There are licensed people that do case management, don't get me wrong. But then, you know, for me, I like being in an office doing therapy, or even, you know, if I have to visit a facility or to go into companies and do stress management trainings, you know, because I'm an EAP, employee assistance professional. So I also deal with, you know, doing trainings for employees on the job or providing employee assistance, counseling and coaching on site or in my office. I prefer not to do case management. But this year, I had to do social work, which is case management in the library, because after losing my apartment, I needed an income. So it didn't matter how it came. I got a job as a social worker. I sat there as a social worker, and I had to put 100% in that job so that I can move on to the next level of my life and what it is that I want to do. The next thing that I said is, don't worry, be happy. Worrying does not get you anywhere. I know it's easier said than done. It is human nature to worry. But the more you train your mind to be in a state of peace and calm, the less likely it will bring itself in a downward spiral. So there's an exercise that I share with my patients all the time. The exercise is, imagine in your mind the worries that you are having, each of the worries written on a separate piece of paper. Then visualize rolling the piece of paper and trashing them one by one. Do you know how long you'll be standing there, throwing those papers, rolling them and trashing them? Do you know what energy it will take for you to roll each one of those and throw them one by one away? A difficult situation can be handled in two ways. You can either do something to change it, or you can just face it. If you can do something, then why worry or get upset over it? Just change it. If there's nothing you can do, again, why worry or get upset over it? Things will not get better when you're angry or worried. All it does, it makes you more anxious. All it does, it makes you sad and depressed. And all it does is push you back or pull you back.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I had a tendency to talk to people and exaggerate what was going on with me and how this situation was the worst one ever, and I would not be able to get up or get out of the situation, and I don't know where to start. I call this one here, call a cat a cat. Perceive your problems appropriately. It is possible that you magnify your problems, like I said, from what they truly are. When you lose someone, you feel that you can never be happy again. That's one way of looking at it, where people break up with someone and they say, you know what, this is it. I don't think I'll ever find somebody like this person again. When you feel that your work is unrecognized, let's say you're at work and your employer is not recognizing your work, then guess what? You equate that to life sucks because I'm not being recognized. They're not seeing that I'm busting my butt doing this work. Life sucks. And then you face bankruptcy. Or you lose a loved one. And you say to yourself, I don't know if I'll ever pick up again. I don't know if I'll ever be okay again. It will help to remind yourself that nothing is permanent. All things will work out one day. In fact, as they're going bad, they're actually being worked out. All things also come to an end. Everything comes to an end. There's an end for everything, including bad times, including good times. There's always an end to that. But I think we don't anticipate, you know, things ending when they end. And that's the thing that we have to work on as individuals, not that, you know, to make everything permanent, that because such and such happened to me, that means I will make in life. You can't afford to do that because it's all in your mind. Remember how I said at the beginning that the good thing is you can change what's in your mind. You can change what it is that you're thinking of or how things have worked out. You have the power to change it. You can change it. It's always, you know, one thing too, when people say, well, it's so-and-so's fault, and I'm blaming it on the job, I'm blaming it on my wife or my children, or I blame it on my husband. It's all on you. When you start to take responsibility and look at yourself to see what it is that I have done to make or attract this, what is it that I have done that allows such things to happen in my life or people to treat me the way that they treat me? What have I done and how am I attracting this? When you start to work at that, then your life will change and things will start changing. Know that better days are ahead. It does get better. Boy, do I know it does get better. We all know that life is a continuous journey of ups and downs. Unfortunately, things can get a lot worse before they get better. I said things can get a lot worse before they get better. Because I listen to my podcast when this radio show comes into a podcast, I go back and I listen to them. So when I repeat this, I'm actually repeating it for myself because then that's something that I need to remember that, you know, as I listen to this. So then, you know, I say it twice to make sure that I emphasize a point that days ahead are always better. Things always turn around. Situations always turn around and they get better before they get worse. Well, did I say before they get worse? Sometimes, but they get worse before they get better. That's what I meant. I wanted to say they actually get worse before they get better. But when you know that, you know what? This could be the path to everything getting better for me or everything opening up for me. It really does help to get you grounded. It really does help to get you focused or refocused. In fact, Abraham, you know, Hicks and Esther Hicks says, whatever I'm looking at, I'm including in my vibration. whatever I'm looking at, I'm including in my vibration. What is it that you're looking at and including in your vibration? What is it that you are attracting and including in your vibration? Lean not on your own understanding. Practice faith. You know, the funny thing is, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a life coach. And here I am as a presenter for the radio station as well. I know better because here on the radio, that's what I'm doing. Motivating you, inspiring, encouraging, and making sure that you're also empowered. But when it comes to me and my life, I don't know why I forget to also take my own advice and be able to stand on my own two feet. This one here, lean not on your own understanding, is something that just eluded me to practice faith when I was going through. But guess what? With these 53 days left, I am definitely going to be practicing faith and making sure that I take risks in those 53 days, because it takes 1 second to change everything. It takes one yes to change everything in your life. And it takes the courage to say no and to also step out. That will make sure that, you know what, you are faithful. So it may be hard to have faith that you can not, you know, that you can overcome your problems. But then, without that faith, I don't know how many people would survive and literally make it from day to day without faith. So if you're listening and you haven't gone through a rough time, I want you to just think about the last time when you went through a rough time. Did you not waste much time and mental energy brooding over those problems or that problem at that time? And now with the elapse of time, you may even forget what you got so wound up about in the first place. If you're on a journey because you're being fueled by a vision, have faith that what you aspire to bring about will come true. Some visualization and meditation will help. Constantly keeping the big picture in your mind will also help. I now am a champion for meditation and visualization, because I tell you, the way that 2017 has turned around for me, because I took the time that I now wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I say my prayers and I meditate. I don't miss a minute of doing that. If I am so tired and I don't get to wake up, which is very rare to do that, then you bet I'm going to take some time during the day and make sure that I meditate and quieten my mind. Meditation, what I've realized, it gets your mind to be still. Because our minds are always racing and we're doing a lot all the time. So what this does is it stops your mind from racing. It stops your mind so that you can see clearly what's in front of you and hear clearly the people that are talking to you, that are enhancing or opening up doors for you, that you can have the discernment to listen to them and literally look at and see what it is that you're supposed to see that will help move you to that which you ask for and pray for. Powerful. Keep that smile. It will take you places. As I say this, keep that smile. It will take you places. You see, what happens was, right after I found the job at the library as a library social worker, I actually worked through an agency. So I got, you know, to the library. And as soon as I got there, you know, I remember being introduced to the staff members. And one gentleman who was a homeless gentleman who was on the floor, downtown Orlando library where I was, came to me and says, "Honey, I just want to tell you, keep the smile, it will take you places." And I remember saying, "Oh, Thank you. He's like, keep smiling. I could see your smile from way, you know, out there when you were walking towards this floor. And I want to just tell you, keep the smile, because it's going to take you places. If there's anything that I have treasured the messages and the lessons that I have learned from the homeless patrons who go into the library. So perhaps this is the most difficult thing for you to do, to smile through it all, to smile despite the odds. Yet we often read of accounts of successful people that have triumphed, that have done well through everything that they went through, surprisingly, because they had hope. And at some point, they decided they were going to smile despite the odds. It can happen to you too. You too can smile and be able to work through whatever you need to work through to make this 2017 the year that you plan for and some more. One lesson that I learned was about my past. They didn't lie when they say the past is yesterday's news. What you have to do is to forget what you know, to forget what everyone has told you, to die to the past. And whilst you're at it, you have to remember the present is not a means to get to the future. If you think of it that way, you'll probably, most likely, be unfulfilled. Because there are times where you just have to empty yourself of what you know. Empty yourself so you can learn something different. You can hear something different. You can see something different. I was so happy that I had the strength and the courage to do that. To be open to life. To be open to seeing what came before me on a day-to-day basis. Who came before me on a day-to-day basis. Who I reached out to and spoke to on a day-to-day basis. All that made a difference in my life this year on what I needed to learn and what I needed to know about life itself. I've always prayed that I wanted to be more than an ordinary servant. I said, I want to be serving the people. I want to be encouraging people to live their best life, to see the best that's in them, to push themselves so that they do beyond what they ever believed that they were able or capable of doing. But in doing so, in that prayer, I didn't realize that part of me getting there and having my own TV show and having a radio show, having my own studios, being able to book, you know, conferences around the world that are filled with millions of people that will come to attend and hear these same stories that I'm talking to you about. How do I survive? How do I move on? How do I raise my teenagers that I'm pulling my hair? How do I make my marriage work and make myself happy and make my family happy, my wife, and fend for my family? How do I do that? Before all that comes to place, I needed to go through the lessons, the ditches, the dumps, and learn the lessons. I needed to go through a renewal of everything. And I didn't realize that it needed me to empty myself of everything that I knew, so that I can learn from scratch, so that I can learn from the beginning on how to literally sit there and see someone not as the person that's sitting before me, but as the beautiful soul that they are, the innocence behind those eyes, the humanness behind the homelessness, behind the smell, the hygiene, behind all that. Some came with no teeth and said, honey, I'm sorry, I don't have any money to get dentures. And that's the first thing they did, to apologize. And I said, no, sir, or no, ma'am, it's okay. How can I help you today? Or how is your day? and for me to start a conversation that they can talk without being ashamed, without seeing that, you know what, they're different in their lives. But for that moment that they can talk to another human being, they can look them in the eyes, shake their hand, and say hello. That lesson, or those lessons, to me, I'll forever carry in my heart, because I need it to forget the past. And you too might need to have to do that in order to learn the lessons that you're supposed to learn. You have to surrender to the unknown.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
I was told before that I was a control freak, that I wanted to know everything and do everything that I wanted to do. And I want what I want and when I want it. I used to. I had to surrender to the unknown. I had to surrender that I know what I want. I know what I've prayed for. I know what my heart's desires are. I know what I love to do. But I didn't know how the journey would be. I now understand, because many people that I follow, that I listen to, that are mentoring me, all told me in so many words that it's not the success that's exciting. When you do get to speak in front of the millions, when you do get to get the millions of dollars, when you do get to get your private jet and you have, you know, all this protection, or you have a husband and you have the family and you're, that's not success. That's not the success that counts. Let me say it that way. The success that counts is the journey to getting there. Boy, do I know. Do I know better. That's the journey that I'm going to treasure. And I can see the depth of the journey, the depth of the pain, the depth of the tears that come through with it, that we all have to do when we surrender. Because surrender means you have no control. You don't know how it's going to end. You don't know what's going to happen. That's when you surrender it all. It means that you believe in a higher power. You believe in God. You believe in whatever it is that you believe in, the universe. You believe that there is a plan for your life. I believe in God. And I came back to that verse that says, I know the plans that I have for you. And those plans are not to harm you or hinder you. When I saw that part, that this is not to harm me, this is not to make me go through the pain and suffer and struggle, but this is to mold me into the person that I was created to be. It is to mold me into doing the things that I'm passionate about, talking to people, encouraging people, helping people understand that there is more to them than their fears or what they believe or what the next person thinks about them. I just thrive when I talk to someone and then I see them coming back and saying, guess what? Because of our conversation that we did, I have done such A, B, C, and D. And you can see the excitement. They're like little kids and they have done business cards. Or now I'm talking to my kids and I've taken my kids here. When I see that and I hear that, I'm more excited, as you can even see that, you know, I'm excited talking about that because I'm so excited when the light goes on for people and they say, you know what, it's all up to me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. When they realize that and take the reins and start doing something to change their situation, their life, and then they actually see results. They see things changing. That to me is exciting. Dare to dream. I'm a big dreamer. I'm a Pisces anyway. They say I'm supposed to be a dreamer. I'm a dreamer anyway. But guess what? I tell you, you literally have to dare yourself to dream big. Because of those dreams, because I'm a dreamer, because I know that there's more to me than sitting and being a social worker in the library the way that I was, I made the decision that 6 months was enough and I needed to change. So up I went, opened up 2 private practices where I'm now doing counseling in a private practice with 2 psychologists, and I'm building an online program for empowerment, empowering you to be the best that you can be, as well as empowering and bridging the gap between parents and teenagers. And that link and all that information will be on my page on America Out Loud. You can also click onto that page and see the empire that I'm building online with my programs for parents and teenagers. So that's daring to dream and actually doing something about that dream. You are all that you have. Support yourself. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. A rock solid support system is also essential for you. I can tell you, I have had so much support. Being on this radio broadcast and having this show is support that, you know, every time that I came and presented, it supported me, it kept me afloat. So I'll forever be grateful for America Out Loud for, you know, providing these platforms that people like myself can come in and be able to find sanity, to find light doing these shows and pushing and making sure that, you know what, when I encourage someone else, I'm also encouraging myself. So you have to support yourself, but most of all, surround yourself with people that believe in you, people that know that there's more to you than yourself. Well, our boss, and he hates it when I call him our boss, but the founder of America Out Loud, Malcolm, whenever I spoke to him, and I'll say this, and you can blip it if you have children that are listening to it, but Malcolm is not a bullshitter. He doesn't take bullshit. I mean, you come up with an excuse, and he'll call it as it is. It's an excuse. So when I went down, remember how I was saying to yourself that, you know what, don't be a victim? Malcolm is one of those people that say to me, you know what, Sam? You got to get over this shit here. Pick yourself up and find yourself and do it. Because I know you have, you know, a lot more knowledge in you and a lot more things that you can do for yourself to pick yourself up. So you got to get it together. Get it together. Get it together and pick yourself up. And I thought, oh boy, he's right. I would end some of those phone calls and just break down and get confused. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. He doesn't even understand. And then I realized that, no, he understands. He's had his own journey. If you've listened to some of his shows, in there he's talked about his journey. He's had his journey. And for somebody who's gone through the journey, there was nobody else who was better than him to talk to me and say, do you know what? You got to tie those bootstraps and pick yourself up and do what you need to do, because you got it in you to do it. So as I pick up and I see things starting to open up and brighten up, I want to tell you, and I know he'll be listening to this podcast too, that I will forever be grateful for your tough love, because that's what it was. It was tough love. There were many a times that I wanted to just say, okay, Malcolm, I'm going to hang up and hang up the phone. But I knew better not to do that, for one. I knew better not to do that. But then I also realized that without that kind of tough love, I wouldn't have been able to get up, because I was down. I wouldn't have been able to get up. And I needed that. So I found myself taking the same tough love that I got and talking to some of the people that came before me, saying, well, you know, this is my situation, and they tell this story. And I found myself saying, you know what? You can tell this story until the day that they bury you 6 feet, or you can change the story. And I don't know how you want to rewrite the story, because it's your story. I can tell you how I would rewrite it, but that's not me. It's not my life. You know your life. You know where you want to go. You know what you can or cannot do, or what you want to do or don't want to do. So you will have to take charge of that. And a lot of people that came through there were not only just homeless, you know, people that were chronic homeless, you know, people, there's some that are chronic homeless people and they won't change, and that's okay. Some of them probably didn't even sit near the social worker anyway. But those that were fresh on the streets because either, you know, because of rent or divorce or loss of jobs, they found themselves, you know, being homeless in a homeless shelter. Those wanted to pick themselves up and get back, you know, on their feet again. Those were the ones that I was able to share with them that tough love and saying, you know what, it's possible. You can do it. So go all out this 53 days, trust in yourself, trust in your abilities, and know that, you know what, you can change your life in a day, in 24 hours. So if you can do that in 24 hours, why not the 53 days that are left for this year? Go all out and trust in your abilities. So to end this show, I want to remind you of a saying that I heard before, and I'm sure you all remember this. It says, I complained that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. When you can set aside your ego and remove yourself from making, you know, much ado about your problems, then it's possible to even rejoice in the little comfort that you still have in your life. It's easy enough to be pleasant when life flows like a song, when things are going well, when things are looking well. But the man worthwhile is the one who can smile when things go dead wrong. For the test of the heart is trouble, and it always comes with the years, and the smile that is worth the praises of earth is the smile that shines through the tears. And this was by Ella Cox. I also had something about a smile. I have to emphasize what that gentleman said. A smile will take you places. A smile will open up your heart. It will open up, you know, for people to open themselves to share with you what will help you. I have seen a smile take me places. There were many a times this year where I thought, you know what, maybe I don't have it in me. I don't have what it takes to pick myself up. Maybe I wish I had somebody with me. I had someone that can help me out. Maybe. But whenever I smiled and somebody smiled back at me or reminded me to keep my smile, or ask, where's your smile? I would walk into the library. I worked in 6 different libraries, and I would walk into the library. Either the staff or the people, the patrons that usually saw me there, they would ask, where's your smile? And I would smile. That smile has taken me places. So a smile can lead to many, many doors opening up for you. There's always a delight when that smile is smiled back at you. Until next week, have a wonderful week. And thank you for listening to the Dr. Stem Show. Remember that I'm a life coach, career coach. So any of these changes, transitions, if there is something that you think a coach can help you talk through these things so that you can sort yourself out as we end this year, please contact me at drstem@americaoutloud.com and we can set up an appointment. Or if you want to be a part of the show and you have a story to tell or things that you want to share with the world, please let me know. I'm always looking for guests at drstem@americaoutloud.com. Be encouraged and encouraging.